This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The White House announced Thursday that some U.S. troops will remain behind in Syria as part of a small peacekeeping group even after a much larger group withdraws. There are currently about 2,000 American troops in Syria supporting Kurdish forces fighting the last of Islamic State. President Donald Trump, anticipating the total defeat of IS in Syria, made a surprise announcement in December that all U.S. forces would be out of Syria by the end of April. In doing so, he confounded many of America's European allies and angered some of his own allies in Washington. A federal judge has tightened a gag order against President Donald Trump's former political advisor, Roger Stone, AP's Jackie Quinn explains.
U.S. District Judge Amy Berman Jackson told Roger Stone he would pose a danger to others in his criminal case unless she modified the terms of his bond release and included a gag order. Stone took the witness stand trying to explain why he posted a photo of her with an image that appeared to be crosshairs near her head. He tried to apologize, but the judge said the apology rings quite hollow.
That is AP's Jackie Quinn reporting. Even as President Trump prepares for a second summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un next week, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says there is no intention to ease economic sanctions against North Korea until it is confident the North has substantially reduced the threat it poses as a nuclear-armed country. North Korea says sanctions are partly responsible for what it calls a food crisis. Pyongyang is demanding the sanctions be eased and is asking the United States, or I should say the United Nations, for food help. The UN says 41% of North Koreans don't have enough to eat. Sitting in warehouses on the Colombian side of a bridge to Venezuela is tons of food, medicine, and other aid, primarily from the U.S. Meanwhile, Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro has shut down the country's border with Brazil and threatens to do the same with Colombia to try to stop any foreign aid from entering the country. This is VOA News. A U.S. Coast Guard officer has been ordered held without bail on drug and gun charges while prosecutors gather evidence to support more serious charges involving what they portrayed as a domestic terror plot. Lieutenant Christopher Paul Hassan was arrested last week. Police found several weapons, steroids, and several thousand rounds of ammunition in his apartment. United States Attorney Robert Hur says that Hassan remains innocent until proven guilty.
At this point, none of the charges that Mr. Hassan is facing have been proven beyond a reasonable doubt. And in our system of justice, of course, that means that Mr. Hassan is innocent right now of the charges that he is facing.
Federal prosecutors said Hassan compiled what appeared to be a computer spreadsheet hit list that included House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer, as well as prominent political candidates and media members. Television actor Jussie Smollett has been released on bond after posting $100,000 bail for allegedly paying two men $3,500 to stage a racially motivated attack on him last month. AP's Ed Donahue has details.
Empire is filmed in Chicago. Assistant State's Attorney Risa Lanier says specific instructions were given to two brothers.
Defendant Smollett also included that he wanted Ola to place a rope around his neck, pour gasoline on him, and yell, "This is MAGA country."
Lanier says Smollett misled people into thinking the attackers were white.
This investigation shifted from a hate crime to disorderly conduct.
Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson says Smollett was upset with his salary.
Why would anyone, especially an African-American man, use the symbolism of a noose to make false accusations?
Jussie Smollett's attorneys say the allegations are outrageous, inconsistent with his character. I'm Ed Donahue.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is sticking to his guns about an American-born woman who defected to the Islamic State terrorist group.
She is a terrorist. She's not a U.S. citizen. She ought not return to this country.
President Trump said he ordered Pompeo to not let her, the woman, Hoda Mathana, returned to the U.S. even though her lawyer says she is willing to face U.S. prosecution, that she willingly went to Syria and used social media to praise the killings of Westerners. He contended that 24-year-old woman, now with a child born in a relationship with one of her three jihadist husbands, is not an American citizen because of her father's diplomatic status. Mathana's lawyer is telling U.S. news outlets that the father had ended his diplomatic service months and months before his daughter was born in the eastern U.S. state of New Jersey in 1994, thus making her an American citizen. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.